Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Checking out X, 89M, Jones, 96. I'm confused. Make it clear for me. Love your takes, but you got me. I can't answer. Well, you got me tied up now. I don't understand. You're looking for clues. You just said you suspect and accuse. If you're accused and you're wrong or not, I wish I knew what you were referencing, but I'm here for you. Appreciate your opinions on everything. Donovan, thanks for being patient.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
I'm good, man. You know, dealing with Ant-Man.
Yeah, I hear you. But I just had one quick point. I think you should play at least a quarter, probably less, a few drives. Just, I can say that everybody else in camp has practice in pads.
Yeah.
If it didn't matter, nobody would have practice in pads, and they all would be out there just in shells all year.
Yeah.
Before the season starts.
I agree.
So I agree with you, Doc. That they should you should play at least a few snaps. That's all I had to say.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, it's almost like it. Does it matter? Maybe. Maybe not. But I just have felt like it's kind of crazy. The only one, just one guy on the whole team that doesn't get to experience the whole process, that's just, to me, I just find it crazy. And I never experienced it with anybody that didn't protect, that we knew we had to protect him. Everybody on in that huddle, when they know it's live, it affects you. Your hair raise up on your arm because you know you cannot fail. I mean, it's just different. The worst thing you can do to me is have a simulation that's fake. Well, this is like make-believe. And you expect me to have the same kind of focus and attention to detail than is real? I just don't buy that. I might not be right, but I just can't buy it. I think people have probably proven that they can do it both ways and have had success with it. But I've held true to this, and those of you that have been listening for all these years, I go, well, what's Andy doing? What are the people that kick everybody's behind most of the time? How do they do it? And that I tend to just follow people that play my style of football. It doesn't mean I'm right, but I can have a style that I prefer, and it's going to be more geared towards controlling the line of scrimmage. It's an attitude. It's a bent of mind. It's a whole thing. You're not wrong if you want to be in gun and 4POs and do your thing. People have proven it. They can all work. Just pick whatever works. But for whatever you do, do it live and let everybody get into the deal so we can find out what the hell we're working with. Luke in the District of Columbia.
So, Doc, the thing is, I got to say this right now, that Joshua Joseph is the person I want to watch right now because Kayvon Chaseon and Odafe Oweh, I don't know how long they're going to be out, but Joshua Joseph, man, he's been lying it up in training camp. So I want to see what he's got inside.
Me too.
Because I'm telling you, man, I think we might have gotten a steal in the fifth round, man. They were saying he was a third round talent. I think there's a reason for that. He's been showing it in training camp. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, it's just some people's opinion, man. If they say you're third, fourth, fifth, sixth, somebody's opinion. And it's been universally proven that they're not always right. That's why undrafted free agents go to the Pro Bowl or go to the Hall of Fame or whatever, because it's just somebody's opinion or somebody's scheme. If you're lucky and you get with people that are really smart at this game of football, you end up having a little bit more success than when you get with those that aren't as talented. Most teams fail. That's why turnover is so high. It's not automatic to be smart at this. It's not automatic that your team wins. That's what makes this so cool. Because most people fail at it. You're not a failure because you don't get it done. It's hard. But you got to have a philosophy. You got to have, hey, man, here's how we're going to do it. Stick to it and do it. See if it works.
And Doc,
if you think you can get people ready by not playing, then don't play them. It may work. It may work.
And Doc, I had a second thing I was going to say. Yeah. People are saying, oh, this is going to ruin Jane's reputation. This is going to ruin this and that. Well, guess what? I was saying this to you on DM on X. I mean, the best athletes, the greatest athletes were jackasses on the court and the field and the ice and you think MJ was a nice guy on the court? You think Wayne Gretzky was a nice guy?
What does that have to do with JD5? He's a nice guy, but he's a competitor.
But even if he wasn't, I'm saying what even if he wasn't. Yeah. But this isn't Boy Scout. This isn't Boy Scouts, man. This is the NFL.
Yeah, but you can still be a gentleman and be tough and do all that. Appreciate the call, Luke. You don't have to be offensive to be tough. I don't know. Did you get where Luke was coming from? I don't think JD's been out of character. Yeah. Not at all. He's entitled to a private life. He's entitled to whatever, anything that's normal. I'm just and I don't care about his private and personal and business. That have no concern of mine. I'm concerned about when he's in that burgundy and gold uniform representing the burgundy and gold playing ball. He's got my full support and full attention doing that. All the rest of that, not my thing. Do whatever you want to do. 6:13. Man, time is flying. My goodness. Let's see what we got going up here. Is that my man Ken? Ken, I thought you'd never join us. What's going on?
Hey, Doc. I never seen nothing like this. To me, if it was the quarterback for Kansas City,
yeah,
I can see sitting him out.
He don't sit out.
I know he doesn't, but he literally earned the right. But I wonder, I know it can't be JD5's call. The other thing that's getting me, I understand what does Ant-Man mean by momentum going into a week or two before the first game? The momentum doesn't start until the first game of the season.
Your momentum starts. Let's see if you'll answer
that. You haven't played against no one.
I mean, I haven't played against them, but I'm saying what do you gain from putting Jaden Daniels out there, though?
What do you not gain?
No. What do you gain? He's gonna play seven plays.
I want live fire, man. I don't want no simulated defense that can't hit him, can't touch him.
It's
I don't want
fake.
That. I want to see.
You don't want to
see
fake.
How he react. I want to see how he react under live fire. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. I whether a series or two or a quarter or whatever. That's what I want to see. That's going to tell me where I'm at. That's going to prepare me for my game plan for the first game. There may be a guy that's playing at number two that we overlook that's better than the person that's in front of him. Now, what happens if he doesn't play? I'll never know.
Have we forgotten how good Jaden Daniels is?
That's the point. He's human just like everybody else.
You just say you wouldn't put 15 out there. You just said you wouldn't put Patrick Mahomes out there, right? That's what you just said?
No. I said if Patrick Mahomes did not want to play, he's earned that right. JD Fly hasn't earned that right yet. He hasn't earned that. And nobody on the team has earned that.
Terry hasn't earned that?
This is nothing but practice getting their bodies ready. I want live fire. I want to see him how he reacts.
Is it diagnosing the defenses? Like, a lot of these teams, again, they're going to be playing shell coverages. It's not like they're about to be.
I get what you're saying. I'm not worried about all these other teams. I'm worried about the Bergman and Goat. I don't care what these other teams
do. I understand that. Yeah. We'll talk about live action. Again, the bigger point is, even if he does play in this game, if he plays one series, that's going to be like 7-8 plays. He won't play another live action game for another 3 weeks.
You think that's he forgets his muscle memory?
It's called muscle memory. It's 3 weeks.
How do you create it if you don't have it?
Thank you, Doc.
You're supposed to go from last year. I know you don't like losing verbal debates.
No, I love that about you.
I hate doing this to you.
It's a preference,
Doc.
It hurts me
to see you like this.
I think you guys have a preference. You guys want to see him go out there, hand the ball off?
No. This is a public offering.
Yeah.
These aren't just people. I didn't set this up. This is open to the public.
You're right.
The public has spoke. They're speaking as we go. This is not communist environment.
Not as fair.
Freedom of speech.
Again, y'all have a preference. I have a preference. If they elect for him to go out there and play, I'm not going to be mad with their decision.
Oh, yes, you will be.
No, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be mad at all.
You won't get over this. You mad now.
I'm not mad at all, Doc. And Doc is trying to rage bait me, y'all.
Hey, Ken, you hear it right in his voice.
I'm not going to be mad at all with their decision.
Right. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to be. Why would I be mad?
You're that competitive.
No, you are. In my line.
And I love it. It's great. You and that big guy, he's competitive too.
Y'all want to see him under live fire. I got you. The threat of potentially being hit. Okay.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. What do you think BTP would say?
BTP?
Yeah.
Considering everything.
Lanell Willingham.
Considering everything, the injuries and stuff. I don't know. You never know with Lynette. He's like a box of chocolates. you never know how he's going to come. You don't know how he's feeling. It depends on the day, Doc. Is he hungry?
Well, he can be bought. Oh, he could be bought. Yeah, he could be bought.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
he could be bought. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, look, it's not that big a thing because we don't have any control over it.
You're right.
It's just an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just glad that my quarterback had gone through live and that they trusted us enough to make sure he didn't get his brains knocked out so he could compete. Because it's an indictment on everybody in front of him. If they don't trust you enough to be in a real game playing tackle football, and you got to put somebody in a different colored jersey to protect them. Okay. Go for it. And I'm sure there'll be people to come to the game. Jokes on the – well, no, it's not, because it is tackle once you get into the game. I guess the only way you can protect them is to not put them in the game. If you don't put them in the game, chances are they won't get hit. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer coverage on the Team 980 is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Yeah, man, imagine going into a football game with my leader that has not been exposed to live. 301-230-0980. And we've got Rashad.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Hey, Rashad, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Did Anthony call you? He called you, right?
Nah. So what Ed just said was, you know, when you asked him, what did Linnell think about it? Or
BTP,
so?
Yeah.
And he said, well, with all the injuries, then we might as well not play JD5 for the regular season because it's going to be injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, it's football.
Yeah, I guess we could protect him all the way to maybe, I don't know, maybe the halfway part of the season or so.
You know,
I mean, God forbid if he get hit.
When is the last time JD5 actually got on the football field? Because he was hurt last year, right?
He missed a number of games.
So he needs to get
but
back
they,
up
look
there.
At look at last year's game plan in the opener. We had a rookie right tackle. You had a future Hall of Fame defensive end, and they decided not to give him any help. So they really should have been sued, really, for malpractice.
Right.
I mean, if you're talking about what a jackass game plan that was.
No, and so now we have, you know, we have an injured tackle. We got a guy stepping up.
Yeah.
You know, so we need these. He needs to be around these individuals. You know, and it's not to play a whole game, a whole quarter, or anything, but be a game speed. You know, even for himself. You know, coming off of his injury and not, you know.
I agree with you. I'm not the guy you got to sell this to. It's the other guy outside the glass who doesn't see it like you see it, like I see it.
And also, too, you know, if we were changing players, Deshaun Watson, right? He ain't played, what, 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
So they had him out there for a whole quarter. And what did he get, 100 plus yards, 2 touchdowns? I mean, it doesn't, the stats don't matter. But as far as he's trying to show that he's NFL game ready,
football.
He's back. He's,
yeah,
he's trying to get back in the game.
It's football.
You know, so that's all I got to say, man.
Thanks,
I mean,
man. Appreciate
that.
Hey, look, right. Man, Anthony will get over this. He ain't going to hold no grudge. He'll eventually see it our side the way we see it. Hell, he ain't had one vote yet.
If all the reports are saying JD5 looks like this and this in camp, you guys need to go see him, I guess, perform in this preseason just to satisfy your wants and needs.
You should be ashamed.
That's what it sounds like, man.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Good gracious.
You're a champion.
Y'all keep on talking about JD5 this, JD5 that. He's old. Like, come on, man. Y'all really think JD5 forgot how to play? I mean, maybe because I've been out there, I've been seeing it, I've been watching it.
You've been watching practice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he knows he's
practice.
Not going to get hit.
My thing is, there are definitely some times he has had, you know, covered sacks. He would have got sacked in the game.
Yeah,
understand that.
Yeah,
but for the most part, he's done a great job of getting the ball out of his hand.
He always
like, not
does.
Even allow
most
for
quarterbacks do, but they grow up with the understanding that they're the target.
All right, so, Doc, this is my one question to you, Doc.
Okay.
Do you want to see JD5 get hit on Saturday?
Do I want to see him get hit?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see him get hit, but I know he's going to get hit.
Okay. Because
it's all football.
Right. All right. I mean, you told me everything I needed to know.
And he's not glass.
You're right.
I don't worry about him.
You're right.
So you're worried about him. You acted like, no, seriously, like it's your son. You are literally scared.
I'm not scared.
Yeah, you are. You're
scared. I'm not
scared
at all.
To expose him. Like
I'm not.
Like
I'm not scared
like
at all,
glass.
Dog. But I would be more comfortable having him out there if my, you know, emergency plan, Marcus Mariota, wasn't already banged up. That's all.
That's a good defense. That's something
I've been saying that the entire time.
But it doesn't. But sometimes you got to fly without the
again.
Seatbelt.
What is it's the preseason? Y'all making it seem like this is the regular season. This is the preseason.
Yeah, but
this
but
is the preseason. That is what I'm trying to convey to y'all.
If you're the defending world champ to the Seahawks, it's preseason.
Okay.
For a 5-win team, I disagree with you.
That's fair, Doc.
And when I watch the Seahawks, I didn't think you meant to give you a hit.
And no, I yield to you, Doc.
It's called Hard Knocks. They're showing it right now.
Yep.
Check it out. I think it'd be very advantageous to your development in football to see how cavemen do it. Because you getting sold on this flag.
I'm not sold.
And tag. See, it got you sold on flag and tag.
Not at all.
6:25 here in the nation's capital. Let's keep it rolling. Let Anthony know. Y'all don't be scared. 301-230-0980. He ain't had one vote yet.
But first, let's get the latest on the world of women's sports presented by Allstate.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is 6:35 here in the nation's capital. I don't think I've ever seen Anthony on the phone as much as he was on that break, and he was dialing out. I just hope that it worked in the fruits of his labor. As we go back to the lines once again, I'm pulling for you, Anthony. You know what? I'm going to even do this. I'm going to go to Olney. Anthony in Olney, what say you?
Hey, what's up, Doc?
You tell me.
Well, my thought in the whole process is that he should be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop and think about it, he played him last year when they was losing by 20 some points with hardly no time left and got him hurt. So I don't quite understand why he wouldn't play him now. Actually, you know what? I think the whole starting offense should play.
I'm with you.
That's my thought.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Everybody should play this game at least one quarter. Hey, Doc, let me ask you a question.
A quarter, not a quarter, a lot. I don't know if I need to see him a quarter, but I feel you.
Hey, Doc, let me ask you a question. It's been on my mind for years. If you're the head coach and if you want to run the ball, say you're a coach that we need to run the ball,
right?
And the offensive coordinator is not doing it. As the head coach, can't you tell him, I want to run the ball? Let's run the ball.
Yeah, unless you're scared of him.
Well, we got a coach that's scared of him because it happened to me. It happened in Atlanta, and then it happened with Kingsbury. But that's over now.
We got a new guy now. So we couldn't get him to do what he wanted to do, so he fired him.
All right. Well, he should have been fired.
Yeah, I agree. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
Tom, it's down to you, my brother, out of Chestertown. What say you?
Rick Doc Walker.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to 4 o'clock, man, because you do keep it stuff real. But and I'll tell you, a lot of people aren't saying it, but I feel it. I think to death to put that man out there.
You got a point.
And I think they're delaying the inevitable.
You know what? I don't even think Anthony was born when RG3 was playing, but it makes sense to me because they're afraid. It's like they got to sleep with the light on at night because they're just petrified of the dark. And I'm going, sooner or later, the bulb is going to die. You got to deal with it. You know, sooner or later. Let's get in and get acclimated. It's like we're asking them to do something that's foreign to them. No, it's not foreign. It's the way the game is played.
They're scared to death of his body.
Yeah, well, he's not fragile.
Body. Okay.
I saw him take some hits. In the SEC, I haven't seen him take hits that way in the NFL. I saw him get blown up, and he bounced right back.
I love the guy, man, but they got to get game ready for game one.
Well, we agree. Everybody looks at it the way we do, Tom.
Man.
Not everybody does. And we have to respect everybody's opinion. We respect Anthony.
I love you so, man.
Yeah, now I feel bad. The all night now, because you should see the look on his face now. He was so cocky about an hour ago. He had skull cap on. I mean, you should see. I mean, he really looked the part. I mean, he was real earring. I mean, he was really rolling. And now he looks like a man that's been beaten up.
He's got to get in the game. Play the man.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Anthony,
thank you for the call. Thank you. 639.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, man. Anthony, let's stop this. I don't want to take any more calls. It's not fair. I ain't this kind of guy. You know, I got number love for you. And for me, this is just getting painful. You know, and nobody's going to agree with you.
They probably won't.
And so let's just not do this anymore. You know, and hey, man, at least you stood your ground. I respect that.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm dying on this hill too.
Yeah, you are. No, you already dead. We're talking to you.
I have laid my bed.
Yeah, the afterlife. You got slaughtered.
Huh? Yeah,
you got slaughtered. I thought you called your boy. He would have went with you just for the bit.
Who, Linnell?
BTP. Oh, of course he would have. Yeah. Yeah, he would have. Yeah. He goes against the grain purposely. So it would have been fun, but. Hey, folks, we appreciate all you. Hey, look, this was not set up. None of you knew this was going to happen. You did it on your own because you know the game. You feel the game. And the game was designed one way. That's why we have flag. So if you don't want to get hit, you can play flag. Now you can get medals. Who knows? They may end up giving up Super Bowl rings. They may end up being a flag game at the Super Bowl. Who knows? I mean, that's how it goes. The game is going global, Anthony. I'm sorry to say that. I don't know if it's better for the game or not, but it seems like the NFL is trying to get some wings on it. What say you? You for that?
The expansion?
Expansion.
Hey, man. The NFL going to do what they want to do. Roger Goodell made it abundantly clear.
That's a fact.
There's no doubt that we will have a team permanently outside of the USA. So
You're going to have more than one. You have to have two.
What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, Canada and Mexico. Yeah. That's where I see him going. It's got to make sense flight-wise. I mean, it's like, what's the difference? Most of the country going to Seattle? When Carolina or Jacksonville go to Seattle, you got to do what? You got to pack a lunch. Mexico, Canada, where else do you think would be?
I mean, those two make the most sense. I mean, those are the closest.
Yeah.
Toronto, I know the NHL already has three teams. They got the Ottawa Senators, the Montreal Canadiens, and then the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
And then you also got, in the NBA, the Raptors in Toronto. So
CFL, they have the
But the
Argonauts. I mean, they play. They get it. I think the quickest transition would be Canada, Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be crazy. But what's next after that? What's the next tier? It's not the first two places. Where's the third and fourth?
I don't know.
I have no idea about that. That to me is the question.
Because if you're one of those teams, if they were to go to Europe, you have to travel.
Oh, they'll eventually. They said that. That would be annoying, be Jacksonville. Man. The Jacksonville owners.
That would be brutal.
Yeah. That would be brutal. Done it once, and it was. It's crazy.
It's 17 games, and you got to worry about 6, 7, 8 hour travel. That's just to the East Coast. Who say you don't have a game on the West Coast?
Yeah, no, you'd have to center the scheduling.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd
be coming off a bye, going to a bye. You got to figure it out.
I think you got to keep it in North America, man. You got to.
But eventually,
you can't go to Europe.
That's what they want, man. They want Germany. They want London.
You can't have a team permanently over there.
And you know, once you, and the team. And Saudi Arabia,
that's too much. That's too much time, like in the air.
Where's
the R&R, Doc?
You can't just have one team. You have four teams. Expand. That's the thing about it. Every trip can't be
four teams. So all those four teams always going to play against one another?
No, but I mean, you got to cut it down. That European side of it and the NFL. I just think it's got to be more than one.
I guess, like, teams are going to be away from their family for 2 weeks at a time then? You go to Europe, you got to stay over there for two. I mean, the Jags, they do it.
The Jags do it.
They're over there for 2 weeks.
So here's the key. To me, they'll go to somebody replace them here. Do you add another team here? How does that work? Because they're going.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. And that's going to be it. The next, it's where else other than that, than London. Where's the next one?
And is it only going to be East Coast teams? If you're the Rams, if you're the Seahawks, are you going to want to travel to Europe?
Well, you can do it before the break. You can do it the first game of the season.
That's the longest flight ever.
Yeah,
and you probably have
planning.
A connecting flight.
But it's planning. Ching, ching. How much you want to make? How much cheddar do you want?
I mean, you probably do want to make money, but at the same token, Doc, you need rest and recovery for your body.
They're not going over in a Volkswagen.
Like when they talk about the Commanders being one of those teams that traveled a ton of miles last year, like I forgot what the data was, but teams that didn't travel as much as some other teams, like they're better because you have time to actually rest and recover.
If we had a better team, I could judge that.
Yeah,
if we had a better team, I can't judge off that team. Team wasn't very good, man. I don't give a damn if you were playing in Alaska. I mean,
when we went 12-5, I'm pretty sure.
No, that team's different. Yeah. You said last.
We also didn't
team.
Travel that much either, though, Doc. We didn't travel that far. We didn't lead the league in miles. Or we weren't near the top of it anyway. That stuff matters.
I would agree.
That's my biggest concern when it comes to.
But the you couldn't stop a Cole. You had no edge, and no pressure. It was just a lousy outfit, and I can't put a schedule on that. I just you didn't block well enough. You didn't block and tackle well enough. The year before you did, and I think if you'd had the same distance in it, you would have still been butt kickers. Because you went after people. I mean, it was just different. And also the perception. Nobody was afraid of you 2 years ago. Then you scared the hell out of people, and they came and embraced themselves and buckled you. Because you had a bad offseason. You just didn't retool. Now you've got a hell of an offseason because you gutted it, and now you're reloading, and this is going to be the telltale. It's going to tell us a lot. So last break at 6:47 here in the nation's capital. DOC, Ant-Man's picking himself back up. Don't be afraid to call in and just tell him how much you care about him before we go. I don't want to put him out back here in the society, in the public, after y'all beat him up for 3 hours. We'll be right back.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here it is. Love the tune, man. I really and truly do. But it means that we're moments away from switching gears. And that's part of the process. But we're also getting one step closer to a real game. And we've been talking a lot about the next preseason game. I agree with Ant-Man going against the Ravens. That excites me. It gets a lot of quality work done for everybody but the quarterbacks because it's not live for them. So it's under pressure, but I just think it's not real. It's not live. It's fake. And I just think that having a few snaps, not a game, not a quarter, whatever, but to me, but that's not my decision. And the guy that makes that decision, he can't be wrong, because Anthony is right about one thing, and that is, with Mariota out, and you got a couple question marks, I don't want to deal with that in South Philadelphia. We're 3-4 weeks away, man. So that's nothing to play with. I can't live scared. Can't do it. Cannot do it. But, Ant-Man, we haven't mentioned the Mystics today. Are you selling your seats?
Oh, no, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there right after this, after we get off the airwaves, Doc. We got the Toronto Tempo in town tonight.
Yeah.
We have a game on Friday. I won't be at that one. I'm very upset because we have the Lynx. We play host to them. That's the best team in the W. But tonight.
But that's not why you're not going to be there.
Oh, no.
No, you would. Yeah.
I'm going to be partying.
Yeah, you should. You deserve it. It's been a rough week.
Hey,
it's been a busy week for you.
A rough week. And also, this is the last hoorah before I literally will be working every day of the week. This is my last free weekend, so.
You know what, man?
Got to get out and enjoy.
You got to enjoy, and you deserve it.
Thank you, sir.
You really, I mean, don't let this reflect how you attack your social life. You can't win them all. You know what I mean? You're still a champion.
Hey, the thing is, Doc, I may not have won the day today, but just wait on it. Just wait on it. My time will come.
I believe that, and I'm pulling for you.
Are you?
I'm your biggest fan. Well, folks, stay strong to the burgundy and gold. Embrace somebody. God bless all of you. And we shall do this again real soon.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption. Every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.